I'm so excited to talk to you guys about today's sponsor, Prose. Prose is the custom beauty brand that is all over your feed. I had been wanting to try them for so long. And when I tell you guys that I put on my Instagram story that they were going to be sponsoring the podcast, I got so many genuine organic responses from my following of people being like, oh my God, I love Prose. I've been using it for years. So don't even just take it from me, but take it from the genuine people that reached out agreeing with me about how much they love Prose. And when Prose says custom, they actually mean it. Each and every bottle of Prose custom hair and skincare is made to order and personalized with a unique blend of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients to meet your needs. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of your life and beauty goals. One of the coolest parts of the questionnaire that I thought was they literally asked me about my location and my zip code so that they could understand how hard the water is here, what the UV index is like, if it's cold, if it's dry, and all of that goes into these truly personalized products. Prose even did a third-party, double-blind, dermatologist-supervised controlled clinical study, aka the gold standard in research studies, and Prose proved that personalization works better than off-the-shelf alternatives. So try it for yourself and get your healthiest hair in 30 days or your money back. Prose is so confident that you'll love your results that they're offering the Arty Friends listeners an exclusive trial offer so that you can see the difference custom care can make. 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/artyfriends. That's prose.com/artyfriends for your free consultation and 50% off your one-of-a-kind formulas. prose.com/artyfriends.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our first official episode
of Already Friends.
Oh. I will never. Is that going to be?
No, I will never. Do.
We did not get executive approval over that song.
No one.
Already Friends.
I'm laughing so hard that there's no sound coming out. I have tears.
Oh my God. Well, okay. Like we said, welcome.
Start over. Welcome.
Where are we, Allison? What is going on?
We are in Kansas City. It's the beginning of January.
We rented an Airbnb because we want to start this podcast and neither of us have the space. We both live with our boyfriends currently, and we both have dogs.
And they're huge dogs.
Massive. Margo is like a beast. Like, and she whines.
I want to be in the podcast.
Yeah. Girly, this is not – you have the time to shine like every other day.
You have an entire thriving TikTok. This is not about you, Margo.
Go follow. Good girl, Margo. Shameless plug. But yeah, so we just needed to rent – an Airbnb, it's so quiet, knock on wood, it's so nice. So,
and also because where Kara and I are living, Kansas City was like a nice halfway point. Yeah. So then one of us didn't have to drive all the way to the other person's place. Yeah. And we felt like we would both be able to focus on the podcast more if we weren't like in our own living rooms with like, what should I be cooking for dinner? I need to get groceries. Like we could just come here, focus, yeah, have a good time, and then get back to our other work on Monday.
Yeah, and maybe in the future we'll go to each other's houses. Maybe we'll just do remote. I mean, we're going to play it by ear.
But we're celebrating because it's the first episode.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy. This, like, I guess we said in the intro, but this came to be so quickly. Me and Allison are both very much doers. We just ran with this idea. And yeah, we're excited to talk with you guys and have you be a part of our show, I guess, because, you know, we're all about including everyone as if they're our friends already. That's kind of like our mantra. Oh my gosh. What's the word?
Mantra.
Yeah. Like everyone who's listening is already our friend. We're just going to keep it so real. I don't know. Have genuine conversations.
Like, especially with like
social distancing and quarantining, like people aren't able to be with like their real friends as much like in person. So we thought it might give some like good feels to people if they could just like turn on the podcast while they're like sitting in their house and they could be hanging out with us.
Yeah, because we love making like internet friends. Me and Allison are literally internet friends. Like met via Instagram. So yeah, we're all for it. So yeah, we're in Kansas City. We just got dinner at an Italian restaurant. It was so good. Our waitress was from Omaha. Well, she lived there for a little bit.
Yeah.
All good vibes. Actually, today was horrible.
Yeah. Leading up to us recording this right now, it was not a great day.
Literally, I broke like three things this morning. Someone almost hit me. Like, I swear to God, someone almost hit me in their car.
I got my mom a matcha because she's watching Peaches this weekend. And I was getting into my car and then I stepped into the snow and I spilled the entire green matcha down my cream pants and coat, which was super sad. So I took it to my mom's house. Didn't know that it was while she was like, she's a college professor, was Zooming her class. And I like walk in with like my dog. My dog's like freaking out. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Then I go to my gym. The pool had flooded for 18 hours up to the second floor. So that was not great for the gym or everyone planning to go to the gym. And then I went to go put air in my tires. And the place that I was putting air in, it didn't work, so I actually deflated all of my tires. And I went inside to the lady to get more quarters because I was out of quarters because it wasn't working. And she was like, oh, honey, no, it doesn't work. And I'm like, you could put a sign out there. So then I spent about an hour trying to go to a different place, driving 5 miles an hour because my tires were literally at like 15 PSI.
Oh, my God. It's just been a day.
Yeah. I feel like we could keep going, but I know, basically we were supposed to get here at 3, and we did not get here at 5.
But it's fine. Literally no complaints. I mean, those
but the point is, sometimes you have things that try to like throw a wrench in your whole day, and we both could have lost our cool like 10 times today. And I was just like, you know, it's fine. Like, we'll get there when we get there. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, so it's 9:30 at night right now. I had on like, I don't know. We texted. We're like, yeah, we'll record at like 6, be done at like 7, go get dinner. It's fine. But yeah, I don't know. We're just going with the flow. There's no need to.
Like, I just feel like as humans, we put these like time constraints and like these expectations on ourselves that are like, they just don't need to happen. Like, why did we have to record at 6? We didn't. Like, we just made that up. We put it in the Google Doc. It doesn't matter. We can just record at 9:30. It's not like we're going to bed at 9.
And we're like in such a better headspace, for sure. If we record at 6, I got lost 3 times trying to find this Airbnb. Parking lot was non-existent. Like, I would have been so frazzled.
Trying to carry all of our bags in.
Oh, yeah. We're on the 9th floor. I mean, oh my God, I sound so ungrateful. Whatever. I mean, we are grateful. This is so fun. We're literally starting a podcast.
Yeah. I just think that, like, sometimes doing a little self-check to be like, okay, let's take a moment to like decompress before like going on to the next task. So that way you don't enter into a new to-do in a totally wrong headspace where you're like cussing at it and angry when it's just like, it's fine. It really is so okay. We just put so much pressure on ourselves for no reason.
Yeah.
So with that, that's kind of a good segue into what did we learn in 2020 and like what can we get better at. So today's episode, not to be cliche, is some things that we did in 2020 so you guys can get to know us better, what we learned from them and like reflecting on it, and then going into the new year, what we could do better and just setting ourselves up for more success.
Yeah, we're putting our goals out there so that we can kind of hold ourselves accountable a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, saying them out loud definitely makes you want to achieve them because other people all of a sudden,
they know.
They know about
and
them.
And they can check in with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like if it's just even in your head, like a good first step is even like writing in a journal.
Because
you're taking it from a total idea stage to like, okay, this is real.
Yeah.
Put it down. And then the next is like maybe telling a friend or a significant other so that they can check in with you. And not even like, there's a lot of different thoughts about New Year's resolutions. I wouldn't even say that this is like New Year's resolution-y.
No.
It's more just like every day is an opportunity to better yourself. And each year is kind of an opportunity to be like, am I where I want to be? If not, how can I get there?
And just like this year even was kind of like a put the brakes on everybody just to check themselves and be like, whoa, do I like the job that I've been doing nonstop for 4 years? Like,
do I like my relationship? Do I like the city I live in?
Yeah. So I think the new year is a good time just to kind of like reflect and make sure you're on the right course, because it's so easy to get 4, 5, 6 years into something and be like, whoa, I never even paused to think about if I wanted to be doing this. And that's when people have midlife crises and stuff.
Yeah, because you're like in so deep, and like every day that you continue doing something you don't want to be doing, you're getting deeper into that. You're like investing more time and money, and then it's harder to get out.
Yeah, because I do agree, like New Year's resolutions can definitely be toxic, but I think using the new year just to like pause and reflect is totally useful. And just like even just reevaluating what you liked, what you were doing last year, to make sure you keep doing that is totally healthy, I think. So maybe we should just start off with like a 2020 recap. Allison, give us what you were up to last year.
Oh, Lord. Okay. So basically exactly a year ago from today, Clay and I had been freelancing going into this, and Clay had been working like a corporate 7-to-4 type job. So he was saving doing that, and then I was saving freelancing, and our whole goal for all of 2020 was to travel, because when I was in college, I don't know how many countries exactly I'd gone to in college, but in like the low 20s, and Clay had only been to like Mexico with his family. And I'm like, babe, that doesn't even count. Like, you're on a resort that's like literally nicer than like your house. Like, I want you to experience like what I got to experience. I don't even know if he wanted to experience it, but I was like really into thinking that it would be very good for him to just like get out of his home country. So we were going to kind of go with the flow, but actually, I don't even think a lot of people know this. I really wanted to open a coffee shop. Like, that was kind of my business dream. So we chose Colombia because I wanted to work on a coffee farm, make connections with farmers, learn all the ins and outs of like the whole coffee process. Like, coffee is a fruit. Not even a lot of people know that. It's from a little red cherry.
Wow.
Isn't that cute?
I learned that from your stories when you were there.
Yes.
When
you like, no like one knows.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then like making the cocktail or the coffee cocktails. Wait, is it 9:30 on a Friday or what?
Yeah.
No, but like just the whole coffee scene I was so interested in. So that's why we even chose South America, because Clay's like very outdoorsy. So our whole plan was to do like all of South America, some things I was interested in, some things he was interested in. So we did about like a month in Colombia, a month in Ecuador, a month in Peru. And we were in Peru in March when things got like totally halted. And it was very interesting because I feel like the first news article about COVID was like January 2nd. Because it was like right when Clay and I were on the airplane, and Clay was like, look at this. And I was like, interesting. And then like we kind of were like detached from society, but like obviously still getting like news articles. Oh, all of a sudden now this is like the real deal and we've like got to go home. So we came back to Omaha and thought like, okay, we'll just wait this out for like a month. No. Ended up just signing a lease, and then that's kind of how New Wave happened, because we were quarantining and I was like, well, might as well open up a clothing store, because coffee shop is not really the vibe right now since no one can come into anything.
Wow.
And I already knew a lot about thrifting clothes in the pop-ups because that's what I was doing before. So I was like, I'll just stick with this for a second until the world returns to normal. So New Wave was never really supposed to be this like long-term thing. It just kind of happened, and I love it to death, and like it's been a blast, but I didn't even know the name until like May. Like, we didn't even have the lease until like March. Like, it worked out as good as it could have, but yeah, it wasn't in the cards. You just got to go with the flow. So anyway, I've been pretty much been running that, I don't want to say boutique, like a little secondhand, handmade-y shop from June to now. And I've been running a million miles an hour.
Yeah.
And I'll get more into the reflection part in the second part of this podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was pretty much my year.
Yeah, because I'm sure we have a lot of the same like reflections.
Yeah.
But
now you can do your like,
I mean, recap. Yeah. It's so crazy. It was a year ago. Like, was 2020, like today. A year ago was 2020. In January, I mean, the thing is, like, I was telling, either telling you or someone else, like, I was barely in New York in 2020, like, because I had two trips in January, then I had another trip in February, and then I came back and it was COVID. So I was probably in New York like one weekend in all of 2020. Jeez,
that's so sad.
It is sad, because even when I wasn't on a trip, I think I went to St. Louis to visit Connor. And I'm like, dang, you really don't know how good things are until you don't have it anymore. But no, it was so fun. I mean, yeah, I was traveling, went to Mardi Gras in February, covered.
Oh, I remember those photos. Yeah, those
covered
are good.
New Orleans, Mardi Gras for the tourism board. And apparently it was a huge hotspot. And I got super sick after going to Mardi Gras. And I don't remember if I lost like taste or smell. I was just like, oh, I have a cold. But, yeah, possibly got COVID there because it was a huge COVID hotspot. But then came back, had the best birthday party ever. My friends threw me, like, a birthday party in New York.
Watch her TikTok of it.
Oh, yeah. My little TikTok. It's on Reels, too. But that was the last weekend before the world shut down. Like, March 7th, a Saturday, was my birthday party. Sunday, things were getting a little weird. Yeah. It started boiling. Like, we were in Central Park and people were kind of like spacing out from each other. Like, people were getting a little sketch. And then Wednesday, our company was like, everyone go home. You can Uber home. We're working from remote for 2 weeks. Never went back into the office. I literally Ubered out of the office on Wednesday, flew back to the Midwest on Saturday and moved out of New York.
That literally gives me chills. Like, you just never know when something is going to be the last time you ever do it.
It's crazy. I know. But being in the Midwest has been so fun. Like, I get to hang out with Connor. We quarantined in St. Louis. I mean, took up TikTok. Spent so much time on there. And I bought a Switch, a Nintendo Switch. So play a lot of Mario Kart. Oh, my God. Quarantine feels like a fever dream. It's, like, so weird. Lived in Charleston this summer for a month.
That was cool.
Oh, that was so fun. That was, like, so needed. We all drove to Charleston, lived together, eight of us, in two different apartments for a month, which was amazing. You know, got to hang out at the beach. Would literally just work from home, go to the beach, and just, like, that was it. So that was so much fun. Such a great group. And then
Wearing a North Carolina shirt right now.
I know.
Big fan.
I know. I love the East Coast. It was so much fun. And then came back. I don't know. I'm like trying to recap the year. It's just like it flew by and it wasn't all that bad. You know, I definitely think that we'll come out of it. And obviously it was like horrible. Like COVID's terrible. But if you could look at the silver linings, I feel like there were some good nuggets in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, yeah, not a terrible year. Ended the year back in St. Louis. That's where I am now. I'm staying at Connor's because I was staying at my parents' once I left New York because I'm like, well, I don't want to sign a lease anywhere. I don't want to be stuck anywhere. So they sold their house. So I'm like, well, I guess I'll stay at Connor's. He's like, you just stay here. It's fine. So that's what I've been up to. And now we are a year later and it's just nuts.
Yeah. It's one of those years where you're like, has this been 5 years or has it been a month? Like I can never decide.
Oh my God. I feel like I go back and forth. Yeah. Sometimes it's literally like, it feels like it's been the longest year ever, but also it feels like it was literally just March. I don't know. It's crazy because now we're like, oh my God, it's been almost a year since I've seen all my New York friends, or I've seen all my friends that I was seeing 3 times a week at this time last year. Now I haven't seen them in a year. That's horrible.
No, that's so true. Cause Clay's friend is staying at our apartment this weekend. That's where we're like, okay, we'll go do girls weekend in Kansas City. Clay and him can have like their boys weekend. But I was like, wait, Spencer, I haven't seen you in like 9 months. And I used to see like same thing every weekend. And you're like, how did this much time pass? Like, there's no way that was the last time I saw you.
No, it's nuts. Like, it's sad. I mean, luckily I've been able to connect, you know, hang out on Zoom. And but it's so depressing. It's not the same.
I know. I feel like it's very different for me, though. This kind of maybe, are we ready to go into, like, reflecting on 2020?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel like how you said, like, 2020 was such a good year for everyone to slow down and, like, you know, go internally.
It was
on
a
something.
Forced stop.
People I like, laid off. Didn't have that though. Like my right. year was the opposite, and so okay. Like for example, I went to this yoga meditation last week, and I drew the card alone, and my like instructor was like, "You need to be alone," and I was like, "I freaking know." I was like, "I can never get alone time," and she was like, "That's so weird because like in this year, she's like, I've been the loneliest I've ever been in my life, and like that's like the main feedback I get from like." She was saying like from other people. And it is so true. Like for most people, all of 2020, they were like isolated in quarantine away from their loved ones, like which they had never done. And mine was kind of the opposite. I like started a business where I've done thousands of sales, which means I've interacted with thousands of people safely. We were masked, like it's fine. But I don't feel like I had that chance to pause at all. Because when we were in South America, it was like, okay, now we have to get on this bus. Now we're going to this city. Then we're doing this. And then quarantine hit. Now we've got to get back to America. Okay, what are we going to do? Oh, now we're staying at your parents' house. Then my parents. Now we're signing a lease. Now we have no income. So we've got to like do all of this stuff to our space to like get the store open and then hit the ground running. And like opening a business in general, super hard. Opening it during a pandemic, like really, really, really hard. And every single week, I feel like I'm learning something new. I don't mean to compare it to like having a real life baby, but like, let's say as a parent, you have the baby and then they learn how to like breastfeed and you're like, okay, cool, we've got this down. Then you have to like wean them off. Then you have to teach them to walk and then to talk. And it's just always something new. That's how I feel like it was at the store. I'm like, okay, I figured out inventory. Okay, I figured out how to hire an employee. Now I have taxes. Now I have payroll. Now, like, you can just like never catch a break pretty much. And so, I don't know, personally, I do not feel at peace or zen in any way. I'm like about to come bust like every day.
This is your first break this week, like new wave.
Yeah. And what is this? I mean, is it a break though? Because we're like, okay.
We're working.
Like, yeah, we're working. We have like itineraries. Like we've got to get all this equipment, like book this, like all this coordination, which is amazing. Like I love it. I thrive on this stuff, but it's still not like a break.
You need to go on a 7-day silent retreat. I know of one.
I know.
It's in, oh, you can't get there.
But. I should even read it. So my friend Veronica, also hit her up if you ever want like a tarot card reading or a Reiki or anything. I texted her this morning and I said, will you pull me a card? I need an energy check. And she pulled me the, I'm going to butcher how to say this, Anupis?
Oh, I have no idea.
A-N-A-P-A-U-S-I-S. And basically, the first line is, allow your heart to disengage from your struggles. Give yourself much-needed rest. You are in a place of recovery. Blah, blah, blah. Basically, go take care of yourself and go be alone. And I'm like, okay. So everyone's telling me to go be alone.
Should I go sleep in the car? Like, do you need 8 hours like by yourself?
No, but
I have not even had,
I don't think, 12 hours alone in a year. Because when Clay and I were traveling, obviously we're together 24/7.
And you lived alone there for a year. You lived by yourself.
2 years. So I went from never having anyone around me for like years. Because I freelanced from home to living with Clay and his dog and then having an assistant in the store every day and my other employee and having the store open 5 days a week and then going to hang out with friends. I'm like, I haven't been alone in a year for a day, I don't think.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
That's wild. I mean, yeah, that's literally the opposite of like 90% of the population.
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
And this isn't even in like an unsafe COVID way. Like I'm literally always around the same like four people. I'm just always around them. And I love them to death.
Yeah. The Lonely Wave team. You guys bond.
And Clay. And my mom. And Jordan.
Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to try and get more space? Like, how are you going to take a break?
That's what I think that's why I'm not doing it. Because it's like, how is that even possible?
Gosh, yeah. I wonder if there's something that's going to force you to stop sometime soon. Maybe it's the roof leak.
I know. I think so. Yeah. We had a leak in the roof this week, so I'm closing until like Thursday. But then it's like, is that a break when the roof is leaking?
Like
you have to call all of these people. Yeah. It's like, it's not making it easier, but it's fine.
Oh my gosh. Well,
sorry. That was kind of a long tangent, but Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I have such a different headspace than like everyone right now. And I'm like obviously trying to relate to people, but at the same time, I feel like no one relates to me. And so I try not to like talk about it because I'm not gonna be like, I just want to be alone when everyone's like, I'm so lonely.
Yeah, it's like, dang it, perspective. But it's like,
yeah, like what's the quote? It's like, you can never compare struggles because
someone always has it worse. There's always, yeah. I don't know if that's the
no,
quote,
but like,
but
let's,
that's what I
no, it's kind of saying like, let's say my like broken ankle is you having like, I don't even know,
a scuffed knee.
Yeah. Yes, like for someone like that is as bad for them as that is for you. Yeah. Just because of everything you've been through in life.
Yeah, whatever. But I mean, no one's is more valid. I mean, everybody.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
everybody's cool. What they're going through is completely valid. And even if it is a scuffed knee.
Yeah, like for them, it's really hard.
Yeah. Maybe think about how you can get some more alone time because that's like super important.
Yeah, alone time slash like a break slash a chance to like
regenerate.
Figure out what I want. Yeah, it's not. I'm not just trying to be alone and like cry in a dark room. That's not what I mean. I'm not like, oh, I just need to go be alone in bed. Like that's not the visual I'm trying to create. It's more like
that's
I just need
so
to,
nice too, though. Sometimes just being alone, watching Netflix on your laptop. That's a vibe.
Yeah, I haven't done that in
ever
a year. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Put that on the wish list.
I know.
Okay. Well, is that the last of your, do you have any other recaps to add to 2020?
No, like I think just
big
like,
moments?
I mean, reflecting on 2020 is just like, you know, I was like forced to stop, you know, and figure out what I want to do with my life because I could have been doing what I was doing in New York on full speed, 100% for like another 4 years and like would have been so happy doing that and would have had no complaints. Like, was totally content, but I think, like, this forced stop is, like, such a good reevaluation because it's, like, where would I be after I did all that? I'd be in the same position I am now, so it's, like, is that where I want to be? I don't know, just, like, thinking
that's
about all
true.
That.
That's true. Like, did you get everything out of it in 1 year that you would have been for?
Maybe. Like, it could have been the exact same or just, like, I don't know, thinking about – like, it's forcing you to think about your goals and, like, is that what I want to do? Like – I was happy doing it, but, like, is that, like, filling, I don't know, my not purpose, but I don't know. Just, like, lots of things to think about. So, I guess reflections for me, just I feel like I've been, like, so – I've really taken on gratitude this year because nothing – you know, some people had it so different in 2020, and, like, I'm just so grateful that I have my health. My family has their health, like – thank God I did not lose anybody in my circle. Big lesson was having more gratitude. And that totally came from reading The Power of Now. And I've told Allison, like, you need to read this book. The Power of Now, I highly recommend. It's just about being present because if you – I saw a TikTok and this girl, like, went viral on this TikTok. But she was like, I just realized that my whole last 6 years I've been living in my thoughts. And, like, I'm anxious and depressed. But all of those are just my thoughts. Like, that's not reality.
No.
It's not. Like, you're just telling yourself, like, oh, my gosh, I have to think about this, this, and this. That's literally – yeah, you're, like, literally like drowning in your thoughts. And, like, The Power of Now totally teaches you how to be present, how to
– no, being present is so important because I don't know who was the original person that said this, but – if you're depressed, you're living in the past. And if you're anxious, you're worried about the future.
Yeah.
So literally just stopping and being like, okay, where am I today, right now? And other podcasts I've listened to about being present, they're like, just look around, notice your surroundings. Like, what color is the wall? Like, have you ever even noticed that? Like, what color is your table? What's it made out of? Like, random things that we are just always running either a million miles an hour looking forward or like worried about stuff we did or didn't do about our past that we're wasting our exact moment in front of us right now.
Yeah. Because literally so all you ever have is now.
That's it.
Like your past did exist, but that's not, it doesn't exist. You can't tangibly grab your past. Like it's not even real.
Yeah.
This sounds so hippie. I'm so sorry. But that's just like what I learned this year. I highly recommend
The
Power
of
Now.
I'm proud of you. I love hippie Kara.
Oh my God. Well, and what Allison was saying, like, how to be present. I saw this tip in the TikTok comments of this one girl's video. She's like, if you ever are overthinking things, stop and notice four things, like look for four things, and then hear three things, touch two things, and like taste one thing. So like,
and it will ground you.
And it grounds you. So it's like, okay, I see a mirror in this room. I see a table. I see my shoes. And then it's like, okay, I hear my voice.
I hear the cars outside.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're like, wait, what was I stressed out about?
Yeah. And like in this book, they teach you how to like stop your thoughts completely, which is like kind of the whole goal. It's just like, you can literally sit and not think about anything. And the one trick that he uses is like, tell yourself, what's my next thought going to be? And that pause that you're like, wait, what is my next thought? That's like what he and other people can do for like hours. So it's just like about learning how to do that. I'm not a master at all, but that totally changed my life because like, I don't know, I started to notice I was getting like anxiety during this, and I've never had anxiety.
Oh, I post about that a lot ever in my life. Had never had anxiety.
And I think like COVID totally like brought that. I don't know why. I mean, obviously I know why. It's a freaking global pandemic and like, things are going crazy, but like I had never had that
triggered inside of you specifically.
Yeah. And that book like helped me deal with that more. And I'm not saying if you have mental health issues, please do not just think this book is going to solve it all. Please go get professional help. This is not professional advice. This is just what worked for me. But that book totally gave me some more perspective on that. So highly recommend.
Reading, I think, is just so important. When I was in middle school and high school, like, you might not look at me and think like nerd reader girl, but I would walk down the hallways in high school so I didn't have to talk to people reading. I loved it. I think I read like a book every 3 days. Like if you, I don't know, my ACT scores, it was like reading way in the clouds. Everything else is like, oh, hey, we're down here. It's fine. Oh, like gosh. I just love to read. And that's kind of hard for people these days, I think. Like, maybe that's just me, but I do think a lot of people, based off posts on the internet, people struggle to like sit down and read books now because our phones are so distracting. You're like,
so distracting.
Oh, wait, I kind of want to look at this and this and Netflix and all of this is going on, that it's really hard to like narrow down and be like, I'm just going to sit here and read this book. But it is super important, I think. And I don't even know why I think it's so important to read, but...
Oh, it is.
It's just it. Yeah.
Have you read it all this past year?
I already read a whole book. Like,
oh, okay, good.
I think I've read 2 books this year already.
Okay, good. I was like, have you been like that busy that?
No.
No.
Okay, always so time for books.
What was your best read this year?
The Four Agreements.
Tell us. I have never even heard of that book. That's so bad.
Okay. So it's kind of the whole first part of the book talks about how we've just been conditioned to be human pretty much. Like from the day you enter this earth, you didn't get to choose anything. You didn't get to choose your name, what you looked like, who you were born to, what state, what year you were born into, nothing. And then from that moment on, like kind of everything was decided for you. And we were just conditioned into everything. Like, okay, you eat these foods, then you go to school, you do this, you do this. And then you spend the later part of your years being like, why were we like taught those things? Like, oh, we were taught them by our parents who we were taught by their parents. But like, why? Like, is that even correct? Or is that just what we've been taught? And then it goes into each of the agreements and how they affect you in their life. And one is like, don't take anything personally and like, don't make assumptions. And it's so easy to make assumptions. Like, let's say someone like cuts you off on the road. You're like, that person's like an asshole, like blah, blah, blah. You just like immediately think that like, they're just this terrible person. And it's like, why? Maybe they're just trying to like, maybe they're going to get fired if they don't get to work that day mm-hmm. on time. And they're just trying to provide for their family. Like, and another quote, not from this book, but that I just live by is, for some reason, whenever people say good things about someone, we question it. But then when someone says something bad about something, people immediately believe it. And that's just horrible.
Wow. Like,
isn't it so true though? And so even in the social dilemma, I made a recent post on my Instagram of my 6 most recommended media things for the year.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to look at it, it's right at the top there. But one's watching The Social Dilemma. And in there, they say that they made phones and technologies literally to be addictive, and that fake news spreads 7 times faster than factual news because people will literally believe anything.
Wow.
And isn't what we learned when we were like 6, like, don't believe everything you see on the internet. Yeah. And then everyone's like, I saw it on the internet. It's real. I'm going to repost it. It is fact. I'm going to live my life by this thing. And it's like, bro, anyone can put that on the internet. Why are you going to believe that? Why are you not going to second guess it?
Oh, it's the craziest thing.
Yeah.
That's like...
That is pretty much like 2020 in the nutshell. Yeah, that's
probably,
right there.
Probably the biggest problem of this year. And I hope we can leave that behind. I mean, yeah. I don't know. It's like, yeah, the misinformation, spread of misinformation is like probably a crisis. Like actually.
I think it is a crisis. If you haven't seen The Social Dilemma, seriously... Turn this podcast off right now and watch it. No, listen to our podcast and then watch it.
No, it's actually that important. Like, please yes. go watch it now. But
it's just alarming that our realities on our phone, people think are better than the realities in real life. And so if they can get us to basically live inside our phones, then there's no need for us to literally even interact as humans. Because
that's so crazy.
Like let's take a girl. Let's say I Photoshop every picture of myself. I make all of this money from like Instagram and OnlyFans. It's like, why would I go work at Subway? Literally, why would I do that? When you can make $30,000 a month photoshopping your body online and just sit in your house and like do whatever you want to do.
Oh,
why would you like most people are just going to be like, well, I'll just do the fake persona on the internet thing because it's giving me everything I want in my real life and I don't even have to do. That's a crisis too.
I mean, have you seen Ready Player One?
No.
Oh, just watch that. That's going to blow your mind.
Oh, gosh.
And they're coming out with Ready Player Two, which apparently is wild, like Black Mirror-esque.
Oh, big Black Mirror
yeah.
fan.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. We should make a whole other episode about Black Mirror.
Our favorite Black Mirror episodes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait,
oh, my God. I'm obsessed.
Oh, San Junipero.
Oh, I love that one.
I know. That's a good one.
That one's like sad, though.
Yeah.
I think the one that sticks out to me the most because it's like freaky is the like social media one where after they walk away
what's her name, Dallas Bryce Harper.
Oh, I don't know.
She's
I'm
the
really
actress.
Bad with those
she's like the main
things.
Oh my God, I love her.
And I don't know if you've seen that episode, but basically after they interact with anyone, any person in the entire world on your phone, you rate the interaction. So let's say after Karen and I did this podcast, as we walk away we'd get a little thing on our phone, kind of like how after you know you like buy something online
or take an Uber.
Or take an Uber.
It's
yeah.
literally Uber you're ratings like, for people.
Okay, Kara, I'm going to give her a 4-star today. She was kind of like in a bad mood. And then she would like, I'm totally joking. Kara's been in a great mood, but I'm just like,
no, it's
the
crazy.
Story.
No, I was
And I would like 4-star you. And in this society, basically, like you can only get like the nicest houses if you're like a 5-star. Like it's all based on your rating. And so like the truck drivers are like the 1-star people. And society is just based off of their rating and we're kind of headed
it.
There because right now people view you as like your Instagram or your TikTok status.
It's yeah. I mean, ugh. Even we're in this new app, Clubhouse, and yep. people are getting – so there's like – oh, God, that's a whole nother thing. We'll get back on topic soon. But people that have millions of followers on Instagram are already like at an advantage on this new app and they're getting pushed up
yep.
to the top and – not saying that's not fair if it is fair, but it's just crazy. Like, that person could be just as cool as, like, someone with 10 followers on Instagram, but they're already getting mm-hmm. so much more traction on this new app because of what they built on TikTok or Instagram. And it's just like.
And that's obviously relevant in, like, the workforce because you know when you go to apply for a job now, they look at your social media. Like, we've all known that for a while. And so. Think about it from an employer. They're like, okay, we're going to hire a bartender for this bar. Are we going to hire the person with 10 followers or 10,000? Oh, probably 10,000 because she's going to post about our bar and bring people in and it's going to make us money.
Well,
like no longer yeah. is it an option to like have a platform.
Well, and before it's like we knew they were looking at our Instagram. They were looking at our Instagram for like underage
bad
drinking
stuff.
Or yeah. like if you – yeah, bad stuff. It was never like for a clout check. Now it's like seriously
– it is.
You will get jobs. I mean, yeah.
Happens to me all the time. This lady emailed me like a week ago and she was like, oh, I love your Instagram. I live in California. Like, really enjoy your style. Would you come out and stay at my Airbnb in California for free if you could just like redo a few of the interior design spaces? Like 100% got that opportunity from Instagram. And we, I mean, that's no news to anyone that, like, obviously people get crazy perks from Instagram. But it's just wild.
It is wild. I feel like this is our time to reflect. And we're, like,
it's kind of just hitting us, too. It's just, like, we're living in a Black Mirror episode for sure.
Yeah. Well, okay. We will get back
on topic. I don't even know how we got on this tangent. Yeah.
So 2020 has been acknowledged, I think.
Yeah. Now, it was wild. It was obnoxious. It needs to go. I mean, and I hate being like, oh, 2020 sucked, because it's like, again, see the silver lining. There was good things. There was bad things. But yeah, I feel like we're definitely coming out with a lot of growth.
There's just two ways to take 2020. Either you can, like, stay in 2020 and just, like, keep living the same, like, hamster wheel and do it all over again, or you can face the hardships, adapt, do a self-check, all the things we've just talked about, and then implement those going forward. And I don't mean to sound, what's the word when you're, like, not
sympathetic
yeah. or whatever. Yeah, but, like, read the four agreements. He's basically saying, like, even if you're grieving, like, that's still basically focusing on the past.
Yeah.
Because you're, like, all you want is your days back with, like, with that person. And, like, we've all experienced grief. Both my mom's both of our family dogs died. That's not even, like, comparable. But, like, every single person on the planet has experienced losing a life of – I had multiple friends die in high school. But it's, like, you should definitely grieve, and everyone grieves in their own way. But if you only live in that forever – you're basically taking away from your life and your opportunity. Like, I don't know, maybe go to a therapist, do whatever, talk to a professional, but no matter what hardship you were facing, whether it's money loss, family, your living situation, if you stay in that, it's only going to perpetuate that pain. Humans are the only animal that grieve more than once. Like, every other animal on the planet, something bad happens to them once, and that's the only time they remember it. Humans, we continue to live in our pain over and over and over and over and over again.
Wow.
Isn't that sad?
That is sad. Yeah. It's terrible. Yeah. So I guess, no, exactly. If
read the four agreements. He says it more eloquently.
Who's the author?
It's like,
is it Eckhart Tolle?
No, I wish.
Oh my God.
Well, not I wish. But
now.
I yeah.
Like, this sounds so love similar.
It's like Don Miguel Ruiz, I think.
Okay, cool.
It's based off of Toltec wisdom.
Okay.
We can just trade books.
Yeah, let's
actually
trade.
It's Jordan's book, so we'll do a trio.
It.
You can – yeah, I'll give one to Jordan.
I'll figure it out. But, yeah, I guess, like, we wanted to reflect because it's so important. And then we're going to look forward. And we wrote down our goals. And,
yeah,
I hadn't done this yet. And I made myself do it before this podcast episode because you're right. They were all in my head. I didn't have them on pen and paper. It wasn't official. Do you want to go first?
No, you can go first.
Okay, we'll just kind of, like, bounce off. One of my goals was to drink more water. I'm Mr. Light. I realize I do not drink enough water. I just forget. I go the whole day without peeing. It's terrible. Well, sometimes when I remember, I'm on. Like, I'm drinking 8 glasses a day. I'm on. But I think I need, like, a cute water bottle. I need something that reminds me to do it. You're really good about this. So any tips? Like, I need something.
Personally, yeah, definitely the cute water bottle definitely makes it, because I just always have it with me. It's always in my purse. You have to get one that, like, fits in the cup holder, fits at the desk,
yeah.
whatever. But also lemon water. I just do, like,
yeah,
one little squish.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, what's one of your goals? You go.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, wait, are yours on the computer?
They're my goals. I should know them off the top of my head.
No.
Right? Now, one is kind of how I talked about earlier with 2020 being a million miles per hour, is for me to try to treat 2021 a little bit more about how everyone treated 2020. Slow down and do a little self-check. So maybe I do need to go take a little week off, but I think in general, I have so many interests and so many passions, so I've cast, like, the widest net of all time. I'm like, I'm making app covers, and I'm trying to do TikToks, and I try to do Pinterest, and weddings, and freelance, and new wave, and go to the gym, and cook. And I need to be like, whoa, roll it back. Pick, like, 2 things. You don't need to – because right now I'm, like, doing a mediocre job at everything instead of, like, actually excelling at 1 or 2 things. So I think I just need to figure out which two I enjoy the most, are the most sustainable long term, which are making the most money, all that.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that is. But I mean, it could take a year to figure that out, and that's okay.
That totally sounds like you need a business coach. Have you thought about that?
No.
I think you need a business coach.
Okay.
I don't know who.
Do you have a recommendation?
I don't know anyone. I literally just saw it on Clubhouse.
I'm sure. I was just going to say, I feel like I could literally ask on Clubhouse.
Yeah. Well, actually, I asked someone. If anyone has a business coach, that's you need to find someone that's specifically in the industry creative. You want to be in. Oh. Whether that's if you want to look for someone in sale, like merchandise sales, or if you want to be more digital. Yeah, because I was in a Clubhouse room and with all these personal coaches, business coaches, and I asked, I'm like, how do you find the right coach? And the guy was like, well, I have like four coaches for four different things.
Oh,
and
my
like,
Lord.
There's never, well, there's, think about it. There's never one person you go to with all your problems.
No. And I do think we need to normalize spending money on those things that are going to better us. It's like,
yeah,
oh, we're all so quick to like buy a new Xbox and buy new shoes and buy a handle of tequila when literally one night out is probably the same cost of like a coach for a month.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I haven't done it yet either.
I think it can be like $100 a month.
Yeah.
I mean, they are whatever you make them. Like, it just depends how much you need.
Yeah.
How much you want to meet with them.
No, but I think that would totally help you with like that goal.
Yeah. I need to like reel it in.
Reel it in.
Well, big reel in.
Hey, this is holding us accountable. Hopefully by the next time you record. You saw somebody. Yeah. So hopefully we can find someone for that.
But next time I record. Oh.
Yeah.
I thought or I next had 365
time
days.
Next, how about a month? In a month, we'll check in and see where you're at.
All right.
Okay. Goal I want to hit. I want to hit 100K on TikTok.
Okay, Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you're so ungrateful for your 71,000, Kara.
I want to hit 100 million the same day a year later when I hit 1 million.
Maybe you can hit 100,000 the same day you hit 1,000.
Well, yeah. I don't even know when that happened. I'm trying to, like, even think about that.
Okay,
my
context,
TikTok career has been, like, not a priority at all. It's just kind of, like, for fun.
No, but you're killing it. Everyone go follow Kara on TikTok. She's trendy. Okay, actually, if you – well, definitely do that too. But if you want to learn how to grow on TikTok or even just, like, understand more about the app, she does have a really good YouTube video.
Yeah, the YouTube video is actually helpful. It's popping off. I've gotten good feedback. Yes, I do have a full YouTube video about that. But that's one of my goals. I also want to – like I say always, I want to post more on YouTube. It's just such a good resource for, like – I mean, I've gotten – a client for freelancing from a TikTok that I posted. Like, that's insane. So those kind of things happen with posting YouTube videos too. And I don't know.
Oh, they 100% do.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's hard when people see quote unquote influencers or creatives posting on Instagram and TikTok and they're like, aren't you working? And you're like, no, this actually like, this is my marketing strategy. Like,
it's
making me get clients.
Yeah. It's all part of the marketing strategy. So 100%.
Like it may just look like I'm posting my lunch, but for some reason people like the way that I posted my lunch.
I know.
It works.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess just being more on.
You will so get that.
Okay. Well, I'm putting it out there. So hopefully that happens. What about you? What's another goal you have?
Okay. Well, for all the last 10 years of my life, I've like hated routine. Like if you ask me what my least favorite word of all time was, it's probably routine. Like I just love change. I love every day being like a hot mess express and being like, okay, what are we going to do today? This, this, this. And like, I just love that like spontaneous craziness. And I'm learning that maybe having like scheduling and routine actually allows you to like be more spontaneous in some ways, because like the fact that we were able to do this weekend is because I'm starting to be more organized and have routines. Like, okay, we can go from Friday to Sunday night, get it done, and then I can schedule workouts and make time for all the things. But when every day is like a total cluster, I mean, I get a lot done. It's just maybe more stressful than it needs to be.
Yeah.
So like never, ever once have I woken up at the same time every day in a week. Never.
Yeah.
Or even like anything. Gone to the bed at the same time, like gone to the gym the same, like never had a schedule of like, okay, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. nothing. Not even like always get groceries on Sundays. There has never been a week in my life that's the same as the last week in any facet. So I might try to attempt some routine.
Yeah.
Because then I feel like it will help my other goals.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially.
But I am saying this begrudgingly. Is that a word?
Yeah, I think so.
I am not happy about this goal.
Well, maybe just pick like one thing. Because if you like, maybe just like something in the morning that you always do, like a yoga class or something. And that's what I do. I always go to Orange Theory at 7:30 a.m.
Okay, that's cool. Like one routine thing a day.
I do it Monday, Tuesday.
I make coffee every
Friday.
Morning. Yeah. Does that count?
I mean, yeah. It's like set your coffee maker to go off for a single day at 7:30.
Oh, I have to drink coffee at the same time? Now you're really pushing
it.
Yeah,
well, that'd be fun. go to Archetype every single day at the same time.
No, I went in this morning. It's so funny because I was going at like 3 and I went in at like 8:20 this morning. And the guy looks at me and he's like, this is not your usual time. And I'm like, bro, I know. Don't bring attention to it.
Like, this is not normal. We'll be back at 3 next
week. Yeah, don't worry. Tomorrow we'll be good.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's like lame, but I just need to do it.
No, I like...
I'm 26.
I guess when you were saying that, I didn't realize how much routine I had until you're like, I never do this at the same... I never go to bed at the same time. Like, I go to bed every day at like 9,
Wait,
10.
Really?
Oh my God. Connor's really good about having routines. I think just being around him, I have a routine. Because he goes to bed like same time. I'm like, well, I'm not going to stay up. Like, let's get up at 2.
Oh my God, what is wrong with me? Because Clay has a routine. He works from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. And... literally, sometimes I'm like, I'll go to bed with you at 11. The next time, like, I go to bed at 5 a.m. and then he wakes up and I'm still awake. And the next day, I go to bed at 10. And the next day, I go to bed at 2. It's just whatever I'm feeling.
I mean, there's fun in that, too. Like, I'm sure you got all that stuff done, like, at 3 a.m., what, 3 nights ago? All those guides, all that. So there's, like, room for, like, creativity and innovation for you. But, yeah, it wouldn't hurt. I don't know.
I'll try it for 1 year. Six months in, I'm going to be like, I hate
it. Do something. Like, maybe just do groceries the same. I don't know.
Okay. I mean...
I'm not an expert.
I'll look into this.
Yeah,
I'll
look into that. That one's a question mark.
Okay, my goal is to research routines.
Okay. Got it. Putting that on the to-do list. What else I have on here? I want to pitch... a 20K project.
And holy shit.
Yeah. And I think that's more realistic than people think. I haven't done it yet. But I want to pitch someone to do like a video or a trip or just something that's 20K or higher.
I'm so impressed. We did not chat about this beforehand. This is the first time hearing of it.
Maybe it's a podcast sponsor.
Look
out. You can sponsor a podcast for 20K.
Yeah, maybe 21K. It's 2021.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right.
Okay, let's like do one more goal and then maybe wrap it up because...
it's been a while. Y'all are probably annoyed. Do I have another goal?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of already said it, but it was like to narrow the scope.
Yeah. Okay, so you're...
I just kind of like said it earlier.
Okay.
But that truly is... I even said that to Destiny yesterday and she was like, thank God. Destiny is my assistant. And I feel like some days I'm like... okay, go run these errands. And the next day I'm like, okay, now we're doing this. And she's probably like, what is her brain? Like, is it okay in there? Because like some days I'm going to be like, yeah, we're actually going to move New Wave like to Arizona. And the next day I'm like, actually, we're going to do this. And she is so patient nice. And she's like, okay, yep, perfect.
And like you saying move to Arizona is just not even the craziest thing I don't think you ever said.
No, not at all. And so she literally takes everything I say every day as like, fact, like, okay, this is what it's going to be today. So
I don't know, any final thoughts about 2021, 2020, 2019, 2018? I think that this year is what you make it. Also, like, we have the opportunity to leave 2020 behind on January 1st. I mean, now it's past then, but yeah, you get to choose.
Yeah, like what you write your life.
Yeah. I think that's what I learned this year is like, I'm totally in control of my own future. And like, I don't know. I think with being on this Clubhouse app, you see people that are like...
have overcome like diversity and hardships time
after time. Overcome homelessness. And now they're a venture capitalist with $1 billion net worth. It's like that they at one point took a hold of their reality.
Life. Yes. Yeah. And you can always make excuses over and over again. Like, I could have came back from Colombia and been like, I hate COVID. Everyone is out to get me. Like, my whole year that I had saved up for years for, like, I was going to travel this whole year, and now I can't, and now I have to live in my mom's basement, and my life is terrible, and I hate everyone. Like, totally could have done that route, but it's like, dude, if you want to be miserable in your mom's basement, that's on you. That is a personal choice that you made, and I'm sorry. That is the hard truth.
But I mean, same here. I could have been like,
job in New York.
Yeah, but it's like, I mean, it was great, and I appreciated the time
I had. Yes.
Yeah, but now I just get to look forward to new things and, like, the new chapters in St. Louis and, like,
spending more time with, like, your boyfriend and your family. Yeah, like, you would have never gotten all that.
Exactly. And exploring a new city. Like, I don't know. There's just always something to be appreciative of. And
yep,
that's totally something that I'm definitely thinking about more this year. So
proud of you.
Oh, thanks. Proud of you, too.
And 2020 led us here. So
I know.
Wow. We wouldn't be doing this podcast.
We would literally not be doing this podcast if
I would just still be staying in your spare bedroom.
Oh my gosh, in New York.
Once every couple months.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I loved that apartment. That's actually the worst part about having to leave New York. That apartment was bomb.
Hey, we could be back this summer. That should be a goal for us.
Yeah.
For us.
To live somewhere cool. Just for 1 month. For a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, guys, maybe force Kara and I to live together for 1 month in New York this summer.
Oh my gosh. Okay, please, New York, go back to normal by summer. Please.
Yeah, we need it.
We need it. Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for already being our friend.
See you guys next time.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. We really hope you're enjoying the new podcast, Already Friends. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review Already Friends on Apple Podcasts and to follow on Spotify.
Yes, the reviews help us a lot, and we really appreciate you taking the time to write them. As a bonus, we are doing a giveaway for free AirPod Pros at the end of the year. So to enter, screenshot you listening to the podcast, screenshot that you followed and subscribed, post it on Instagram, on your story, and tag the podcast so we can choose a winner at the end of the year. Thank you so much for listening to another episode. We'll catch you next time.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.